So is this. Hasam ilaman the yami yezika yezika. Vilaman the yama slavata mitzivamim, or slavata mitzivamim. Havacha kochad vachad, aim with a D, kamas ramilei. Over there it's a shali yezika. So when the two sisters fall to both brothers, they're also to both of them. Each one is called achaisuk chasai. Or behold, ain zika. You can't be miyabim one, because we're afraid then you won't be miyabim to miyabim the other one like we had before. Vashaykin over here, some strangers. So Vada, one gives Chalitza, and then the second one gives Yibam, there won't be any problems. Alright, let's just see the Rashi. The Rashi is at the end of it like this. Again, on the Chav Gimlum and Beis, the bottom Rashi's. Like Hachi Hashta, tells like this. Hasam Zukukashteyim Lehen. We again, there were four brothers. Two were married, two sisters, and those two died. So when the two sisters fall to the other two brothers, there's a Dinzika. Ilamad Yama Peradal Dachim Taimu Diyay Misyabem Asafilu Achas Miyam Mishum Diyay Zika. One man, the Yama, the says, because we hold Yezika. What does that mean? The Mereisha, Mr. Samishum, the Kapogab, Yachoy Sukuka. As soon as the two brothers died, both sisters, like to both wives, fell to both brothers. See, each one is also to the other one. Each one is also, because each one is Achoy Sukukasai. It's the sister of Yezika. Even after one brother gives Chalitza, Upoka Zika, and the Zika goes off, still, le mishtar yachoyser. The other sister does not become muta, leader to the second one. Why? The klal is the chol yevama shenes reshrachas. Anytime your brother's wife fell to you, and she was an erva, she was ushered to you, al yevama afil liachan afilo, harei keishes ach sheish labonim yasur lielam. Later on, she remains with the yisreishes ach lielam. So therefore, since the two sisters fell together to the two brothers, each one's achoyse kuchosai, to remain an erva liyelam. Marshenken, or else, ilaman diyama, taima mishum liyos lavata mitzvah yivomit, like we had before, means vi miyabim hai, if one brother would be miyabim one, dilma mayis idich, we're afraid maybe the other brother would die. Kaidim shiyibim, v'teitze achoyse mishum achoyse isha, and then there wouldn't be any mitzvah yivim anymore. If you miyabim one sister, and then the other brother dies, so the other sister can't fall to you. She's achois. She's the sister of your yivam, of your wife now. You be mavato Mrs. Yivam. Therefore, we say what? Don't be miyabim regarding mechalitza. Ma'ashen came over here. The svar is you actually zushin nesta mishum achois akuka lav yivam hoisa. Here, the question is only one of them was your brother's wife, so the other one was not your brother's wife. V'chipok yisra achois akuka. The chalitza, the male, when the other brother gives chalitza and the erva, the zika goes off, it's not called achoy sukuka anymore, is that harezum materis? Via medis, the la veshasach heve, because she was never really your brother's wife. Hilkach misveka le mafkinin le, lo adyema kol chad v'chad idai yisramilei. Therefore, in a suffix, we don't say you can't make yibum, but rather we say you are allowed to make yibum. Because over here, when one brother makes chalitza, if the other one, she's not called Achoy Skukosai. Therefore, here it's Mutter. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Chavdala on the top. So the Mishnah says now, Kodmu v'kontsu ein moitzin. Let's say the two brothers, they went and both were miyabim, so we don't take them out. Or else, Kodmu v'kontsu means one of them made yibum, so we don't tell him to go out, but rather we wait until the other brother makes chalitza, and then for sure he's mutter to her. The verse is like this, Tani Shela, V'yafilu shneim kahanim. Even if the two brothers now are kahanim, still we say they're allowed to stay married. My timer, cause chalutza d'rabonin hi. That's that you're not allowed to marry a chalutza, kayin can't marry a chalutza, soni nisa d'rabonin. V'yasofir chalutza l'gozru b'rabonin. And by a sofir chalutza d'rabonin does not make a gzera. But again, here the case was, Rashi says, V'yafilu shneim kahanim, V'chad minayu vade chalutza, nosif, to arusas hanochri chalutzi, me'echot mishnei ochid, k'yotoni l'kodmu shneim v'chotzu. We're talking about a case again where two strangers married two sisters, and both of them died, and each of them had two brothers. So now the first pair of brothers made chalutza with both of them. Now the second pair, which are kahanim, so whichever one they're marrying, it's for sure she's a chalutza. Like it's a good, not for sure, she's a suffix. Like with the other two brothers now, each one is being miyabim one of them. Now one of them was not their brother's wife, one of the two sisters was the other man's wife, which those brothers made chalitza already. So it comes out one wife here is the chalutza, which is also to a kohen. So now that these two brothers, the kohanim, both went to be miyabim, these two sisters now. Each one was miyabim one. Because there was a suffix, which one was the brother's wife? So we say they could stay married. Question is why he's marrying a chalutza. The Torah says that chalutza is only also to a kohen mid rabbanon. And where it's a suffix, which brother, which one married the chalutza, mid a suffix, we don't tell them to go out. In other words, midiraisa, kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Anisha that received the get, she's also to a kohen. But here a yevama that only received chalitza, it's only midrabbanon exera or to a grusha that a kohen can't marry her. So here where a kohen married a suffix chalitza, we say they're allowed to stay married. For the Gemara, is this true of a chalitza? The rabbanon is a chalitza only also midrabbanon to a kohen. For a tanya, we learned like this. The pasuk says grusha. A kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. Anisha that can receive the get, she cannot get married to a kohen. Only a grusha, only a grusha can't get married to a kohen. Chalutza minayin, how do we know even a yevama that the brothers did not make yibam but rather gave a chalitza? How do we know now this isha is also to a kohen? Talmud Leim, when this deposit says v'isha, so an extra vav, like v'isha grusha, mashmit not only a grusha but even a chalutza is also also. So poshus mashmit also midiraisa. So the klal is suffered iraisa. You have to go to chumra. Suffering midiraisa, you would not be able to stay married to her. The Torah says no midirabbanan do. Havadu it's only yosem midirabbanan. Ukro, that's what we're dashing here. Ve'isha, that's a smachta biyamu. It's only a smachta. But havadu midiraisa, it's only yosem gerusha. And when Isha received the get, then she's also to kohen. But an Isha had only received chalitza, she's midiraisa mutta to kohen. It's only midirabbanan. So we're here again with the two strangers married two sisters. And we have a doubt, the wives got mixed up, we don't know which one married which sister. And they both died, so the two brothers now have to be miyab min asafik. So even though one of them is a safik chalutza, where the kahana married them, they're allowed to stay married. That was the chiddush here. So the Mishnah. Mitzvah begodol yabim. When one brother dies and he has a few brothers left over, which one of the brothers alive should do the mitzvah yibum? The mitzvah is begodol. The oldest one, he should do it first to make yibum. V'yim kodam akotin zacha. But if the katan, the younger brother, went fast and was miyabma, he did the mitzvah. In other words, it's only lechetchila, if you ask us which one should do it, we tell the older one to do it. But it's not likuva. Anyone that does it, he is mekayim the mitzvah. Even if the smallest one goes and is miyabim, his brother's wife, he's mekayim the mitzvah, and that's mitzvah yibum also. Turn around, we learn like this. The pasuk says in Devarim Chafei, the parsha of Yibum, for ho yaha b'chor. It should be the b'chor. So what do we dash from this? Mikan she mitzvah begodol yabim. Vo yaha b'chor means the oldest brother, he should be the one to be miyabim. Rashi mikan she mitzvah begodol. Hochi dorish. This is where we dash in the pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk before, the lo kolay liyisha, the yivma, that when your brother dies, his wife, you should take her for wife. For ho yaha b'chor means hamidashening hamiyabim yaha b'chor. Which one of the brothers that are still alive should do the mitzvah? Yibum habachor. For ho yaha b'chor means the b'chor, he should do the mitzvah. Then the pasuk says asher teilet, that when she gives birth, as when we have to yamiyabim her, now that she gives birth, the child musunzi asher teilet. So we dash in prat the idleness, that if the wife, if your brother's wife was an idleness, an isha that cannot give birth, there's no mitzvah yibum. The pasuk says the mitzvah yibum is asher teilet, that you should have a child. If you can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibum. So Rashi asher teilet means the oisi yivama, this lady, this brother's wife that you're marrying now, teiru yilelet. She has to be able to have children. Pratli idleness. If you know for sure she's an idleness, that she can't have children, there's no mitzvah yibum. So that's asher teilet. Then the pasuk says yokum al shem ochiv. So we dash in, that means the what, that you should come on the name of your brother. That means lanachla. Comes to teach us that the brother that's miyabim, his brother's wife, that brother yashins completely. Like this talacha is, if one brother dies, and here we have no children, and if there are five brothers left over, all five brothers yashin them equally. That would be talacha. A regular dinachla is, if you don't have children, your brother yashins you.
Your wife doesn't yashin?
No, no. Your wife doesn't yashin, no. husband yashins his wife, but a wife does not yashin a husband. No. Goes the first to the children. If there's no children, it goes to his brothers. So let's say there are five brothers alive, and one of them is miyabim, his wife. So halacha is this one brother that's miyabim, he takes over the whole nachla. He yashins all that belongs to his brother. That's this pasuk. Yokim ashem achiv means that the yavam, the brother that's been marrying his wife, he takes over his brother's nachla. That's the drasha. So the Gemara, atuaymal nachla, you're saying shan this pasuk means la nachla. Rashi says, Yokim Rashi says, Hayovim Ashemachal Nachla, means Nachlosoi, Fula Yechalko Ochavimai, that the rest of the brothers do not divide equally the dead brothers, Yerusha. So, the verse says, now, Atoimel Nachla, he is saying when the Pasuk says, Yokim Ashemachal means the brother that's Miyabim, he takes over the brother's Nachla. Or Yeinu, maybe not that way. Ella, maybe if you read the Pasuk, what the Pasuk means to say is, Asher Teled, that if he's Miyabim, his brother's wife, and now they have a child, the child's name should be Ashem Achiv. That means, Ella, Lishem Yosef. If the brother that died's name was Yosef, Kerman Isa Yosef. If they have a kid now, call him Yosef. Yochanan, let's say your brother that died, his name was Yochanan, Kerman Isa Yochanan. Maybe that's what the pasuk means. Rashi, you're saying Yokim Hashem Anes means the brother takes over the Yerusha. Oh yeah, maybe not that way. It's Rashi. Ella Beben is talking about the son now. Sheyodad loy mishtoi. What does that mean? Shemho Yoshem Hames Yosi. The brother that died's name was Yosi. Kuran is there Yosi. If they have a son now, they should call the name Yosi. Maybe that's John the pasuk. How do you know that Yokum Hashem Achiv doesn't mean the way Poshup Shat Yokum Hashem Achiv means that the kid that's born now should take over the Mace's name? And we're saying none of that. We're saying Shana Posse Yokum Hashem Achiv means that the brother that's alive, that's being Miyabim, his brother's wife, takes over the Yerusha. How do we know the Posse is talking about Yerusha? Sumar says, Nemakan Yokim Hashem Achiv. Here it says that he's Yokim, he takes over the Shem Achiv. The Neman Halon, the Pasuk in Bereshis, by the sons of Yosef, it says, Al Shem Achayim Yikor B'Nachlosim. It says the names of the son, the Achayim, the brothers, take over the Nachla. So you see, it says Achayim going on Nachla. So Ma Shem Omer Lahalon Nachla. Just look over there, the word Shem goes on Nachla and Yerusha. Is Av Shem Omakan Lanachwa? Here also, when the Pasuk says Yokum Al Shem Hames, means Al Shem means the Nachla. Who takes over, who yashins? The brother that marries his brother's wife, he takes over his brother's Yerusha. That's what the Pasuk means. Yeah. Then the Pasuk says, V'layimche Shmoi. You should not wipe out his name. In other words, that again, the mitzvah Yibm is that now they should get married and have children. So, we dash in Prat Lasaurus. Let's say the brother is a Saurus, the brother can't have children. There's no mitzvah yibum. If you're a Saurus, there's no mitzvah to marry your brother's wife. Sheshmoy Machui. Don't forget. Prat Lasaurus, Sheshmoy Machui. If your brother that died was a Saurus, there's also no mitzvah yibum. Sheshmoy Machui, his name is wiped out anyway. It says, Lo Yimachi Shmoy, his name should not be wiped out. Mashma, that it was possible for him to have children. Prat Lasaurus, if your brother was a Saurus, if your brother was someone that couldn't have children, that his name anyway is wiped out. Then again, there's no mitzvah yibum. His Prat Lasaurus, Sheshmoy Mochli. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Afagav de Bechol HaTerukum, even though all over, a Nikra Yotzim Adei Pshutai, there's a cloud. When you read the Chumash, even though we dash and drushes from Sukkim, and we take it out of its Pashup Shat, but still you learn Pashup Shat. What the Pasuk actually says, that's what it means also. It can mean a drusha, but it also means what it says. Even though it says, Afagad b'chol haTorah kula, a nikra yotzim dev shutei, hocha, here it's different though. Hosa asya gzereshova afikta mipashte legamri. Here, when the Pasuk says, Yokim Hashem Achiv, Pashup Shan the Pasuk is, Yokim Hashem Achiv means after miyabim, when you marry your brother's wife, now the children that you have, you should call their name after the mace's name, and Yokum, Poshup Shat is that the child that's born now should take over the father's name. That's Poshup Shat. since we have a Gezeirah Shava here that says Shem Shem means Nachla, we're taking it away from the Pashup Shat, that there's no mitzvah now to name the son after the father's name. Even though you make drushes from Sukkim, but Pashup Shat, what the Pasuk actually says, that's still what it means. But over here it's not that way. Here we say the Afikta Lagamri, Shein Sorech Likrois Levnoi B'Shem Achiv Ames. Here, you do not have to call the name of your child now, the name of your brother that died. V'achi Gomalei Merabit. This is what he was Mekabel from his Rebbe. In other words, you could have said not like that. You could have made the Joshua Taka that the brother takes over the Nachla. But still you could read the Pshuta Shomikra that if you do have a son, you have to call him after the name of the father, of the brother that died. Still here he says not like that. Here the Gzeres Shava is Afikta that there's no mitzvah at all to call your child after your brother's name. So the Gemara, V'ilav Gzeres Shava Havamina. Shame, shame, Amish. Like, what are you telling me now? If not for the Gzeres Shava, like the Pshuta Shaposik should mean that when you have a child now, call him after your brother that died, his name. Furthermore, why would I say that? Is Laman Tamazer Rachmona. Who is the Pasuk the Torah talking to? The Torah says, Yokum Hashem Achiv. You should take over your brother's name. Now, who is the Torah talking to? Laman Tamazer Rachmona Liabe. Yokum Hashem Achichem Iboile. If the Pasuk is talking about to the Yavim, the brother now that's being Miyabim, that you should take over your brother's name, Frank Gemara, Yokum Hashem Achicha Miboyle, should have said, you should take over Achicha, your brother. Shrashi Liyabim, Shrashi, Koma Rachmona. That what? If the Torah is telling the Yavim himself, that Ben HaNoyle Lecha, if you're going to have a son now, that Yokum Hashem Achicha, that you should name your son after your brother's name, Miboyle, so the Apostle should have said like that. The Pasuk should have said, Yokum Hashem Achicha Miboyle. If the Torah is talking to the Yavim, it's to tell you now, when you marry your brother's wife, you should know, if you have a child, name him after your brother. Why does it say, Yokum Hashem Hames? Well, the Pasuk says, Yokum Hashem Achiv Hames. So why does it say, Yokum Hashem Achiv Hames? I should have said, if the Torah is talking to the Yavim now, it should have said, Yokum Hashem Achicha. Should have said, name your child after your brother's name. Why does it say, Yokum Hashem Achiv Hames? So who was the Torah talking to? Ilaveidina, if the Pasuk is talking to the Bezdin, so should have said, Yokum Hashem Achiyaviv. It should have said, if the Bezdin is talking now, that means Bezdin. Rashi says to the Bezdin means Moido Rachmona Mitzvahs Kriya Shema Ben. If the Torah is telling the Bezdin how they should name the son, so the Torah should have said Bezdin that Yokum Hashem Achi Aviv Miboyle. The Apostle should have said Bezdin named, if you're talking directly back to the child, this child should be named after his father's brother. That's what the Apostle should have said. If the Torah is talking to Bezdin, that Bezdin, when you hear them calling this kid a name, name him after his father's brother. That's what it should have said. Yokum Hashem Achi Aviv, your father's brother, Miboyle. So Mela, what we're asking is, Poshit, the Pshuta from the Poshit does not mean calling a name anyway. Gemara says no. V'dum Achi Kamalu Rachmona, Le Bezdin. This is about the Torah. The Torah is talking to Bezdin, it's saying like this. Omru Leili Yibam, that you Bezdin, you go and tell the father now, tell the Yavim, that Yokum Hashem Achiv, that tells the brother, when you have a child now for your brother's wife, name the child after your brother. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. So really, Pshuta Shel Mikra would have meant, like we're saying now, that the Torah is telling Bezdin to tell the Yavim, name your child after your brother's name. Ella, but we say not like that here, Asi Gzeres Shava, Afikta Lagamri, that the Gzeres Shava says no, Yokum Hashem Achiv Hames means that the brother that's Miyabim, he takes over the Yerusha. He yashins his brother totally, but nothing to do with calling the name. Good. So this is the way we dash in this pasuk. Now we're saying, Hashtu the Yarmut Kroh, Begodol Siv, now that you're telling me now the pasuk is talking about a Begodol, for Ho Yahab Chor, means the oldest one. He should be Miyabim. Ema, let's say like this. Maybe Bechor Liyabim, Poshim Lo Liyabim. Maybe the mitzvah is only upon the Bechor to be Miyabim. And if a younger brother wants to be Miyab, maybe he can't do it. The Apostle says, Vahoy Yahab Bechor. We're dashed in Abahoya Abachor means Mikan, the first part of the Gemara, Mikan She Mitzvah the Gadol. So maybe not only a mitzvah, but maybe it's Likuva, that only a Bechor could be Miyabim, his brother's wife. But if a younger brother wants to do it, maybe there's no mitzvah. So the Gemara says in Cain, if that's true, Eishas Ochiv, Shlohoya B'Yolomoy, Timiyat Rachman Alomoli. Why do we need a pasuk to say if a brother was born after the first brother died, there's no mitzvah yibum? Like pshita, that brother's not the bechor. If the brother was first born later on after the first brother died, so pshita, this brother's not a bechor. So pshita, there's no mitzvah yibum. If you're going to tell me yibum only applies to the oldest brother, so I don't need a min akron when the brother's first born later. Since I need a pasuk to tell me, if you have a brother first born later after the first brother died, there's no mitzvah yibum, I see clearly that a younger brother could make yibum. Therefore, I need a pasuk, even though this younger brother now, that's first born after his first brother died, he's different. So that's the raya that Bechor is lav dafka. Any one of the brothers really could make yibum. Just there's a mitzvah for the Bechor to do it first. Poruch Ravacha. Ravacha asked a question like this. V'yema lemute buchra d'ima. Maybe it's come to teach me that a bechor of the mother is no good. The Rashi says that if this would be a kasha, maybe really only a bechor could do mitzvah yibum. So yes, the question is so, what's the chiddush? What do we need to mean? Eishes achos shehoyu b'yolamai? I'll tell you yes. Let's say your father had you from one mother. And then your father got married to another lady. And your father had, the second lady had another son. And that was the bechor of that lady. So it comes out that the first brother died first, and then the father had another son from another mother, that was a bechor. So in such a case, I would have thought that there's a mitzvah yibum. For the marviyema lamute buchradima. You know where I need the poster that Eishes Achos Shehoyu B'Yolamai has no yibum? In a case that the brother that's born after the first brother dies is a bechor. How could that be? That your brother's from the same father, but from different mothers. And your father now has a second wife, and this is the first child the second wife has. So he's called the bechor. So I would have thought maybe there is a Mrs. Yibum. Kamash Mullah, the Pasuk, Eishes Achos Shehoyu B'Yolamai, has no yibum. But maybe it's true, only your bechor has Mrs. Yibum. Tumura says, no, hahu loy motus arma, that you can't say. The yibum v'nachla tali rachmona. V'nachla min'av loy min'ein. We know the whole parsha of yibum is totally upon the father. So male, if the Torah means that only a bechor could be miyabim, pshitit means only the bechor of the father. It means the first son the father had. That should be miyabim. So if that's the pshat, then you don't need a miyat of eshashash kohoi v'yolamai. Once you have a brother that's first born after you die, for sure he's not the bechor. So what do you need a pasuk to say there's no mitzvah yibum? Pshita there's no mitzvah yibum. Elamai, bechor is lav davka. But avad, the pshat from the bechor can't mean the first born to your mother. Because yibum is always totally in the father. So if the pasuk would have meant only a bechor does mitzvah yibum, it has to mean the first son the father has. And that can't be, therefore it can't only be the mitzvah to the gadol, but if a kohen does it, he also was mekayem the mitzvah. For the Gemara v'yayim, let's say like this. Kiyika b'chor, maybe like this the term means. If there is a b'chor, tiskayim mitzvah yibum. Then there's a mitzvah yibum. True, even the younger brother could do it. But what about kileka b'chor? Let's say there's no b'chor. Loi tiskayim mitzvah yibum. Maybe then there's no mitzvah yibum. Maybe that's John the Pasuk. Voya b'chor means you have to have a b'chor alive now. The brothers that are alive, one of them has to be a b'chor. Then there's a mitzvah yibum. Which one of them could do it? Any one of the brothers could do it then. But if there's no b'chor alive, maybe then there's no mitzvah yibum, maybe. Shashi Kleimar, Dilmul Yerlum b'chor dafka, v'chakam rachmona. Iyika b'chor kamoch, if there's a b'chor alive right now, tiskai mitzvah yibum. When? Either Bechor, either Poshet. Either one. So, therefore, it's good why we need a Pasuk of Eshach to Oyeb Yolamai. But I call upon him, maybe if there's no Bechor, there's no Mrs. Yibum. This Gemara says, on Makro, the Pasuk says, Umeis Echad Mehem. Pasuk says that you have a few brothers, and one of them die. Mashma, no matter which brother dies, still there's a Mrs. Yibum. Meanwhile, Yaskin and Argu are talking about the Miss Bechor, even if the Bechor dies. And still, the young Rachman, the Torah says, Liyavim Kotin, that the younger brother has to be Miyavim. So you see clearly you can't say there's a mitzvah yibin only if the Bechor is still alive. Mashma, no matter which one of the brothers dies, even though he's the Bechor, still the Torah says the other brothers have a mitzvah yibin. Said the Gemara, maybe no. Maybe no. Maybe when the Torah says, Umeis Echad Mehem means only a younger one dies. Maybe if the Bechor dies first, there's no mitzvah yibum. Maybe only if another brother dies first. And then who has to make yibum? Only the Bechor. That the Gemara says, no, that can't be. You can't say only the Bechor has to do the mitzvah yibum. Because then you don't need a miyat of Eishas Ach Shlohoi B'Yolamoi. Anytime the brother is first born later on, for sure he's not the Bechor. So what do I need a pasuk? There's no Mitzvah Yibum. Pshita. So Avadi, you can't say the Bechor is the only one to do the Mitzvah Yibum. For the Gemara, maybe the aim is like this. Kileka Bechor, Kodam Kotin Zocha. Maybe if there's no Bechor, then if the Kotin does the Mitzvah Yibum, he did it. V'yika Bechor, but if there is a Bechor, Kodam Kotin Lai Zocha. Maybe this is a Pshama Pasik. That when we have a Bechor, the mitzvah is Bedafka with the Bechor. But Enechanami, if the Bechor died first, well, let's say there's no Bechor altogether, then true a Kotten could do it. So then you need the Pasik Eshashash Lohoi V'Yolamai when there's no Bechor at all. But maybe when the Bechor is alive, the mitzvah is Bedafka with the Bechor, maybe. This Gemara says no. Amakra, the Pasik says, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtav. When you have two brothers living together, so we dash them like this. Hukshu yeshivas achim zelazim. That no matter what type of brothers they are, they always have the same halachas. That all brothers have the same halacha. So once one brother has a mitzvah yibum, Rashi hukshu means shavim liyibum. All the brothers alive have equal rights to yibum. So that's what the raisa, whether there is a bechor or not a bechor, any one of the brothers could do the mitzvah yibum. That's the widashim voya bechor, that's only the mitzvah bialma. For the more v'yema, let's try this. And still now, v'yema, let's say, kika b'chor, when you have an older b'chor, lahadir agodol, then you have to get the older, then you have to get him. Of a kileka b'chor, ein chreizrin eitz agodol. But maybe if there's no b'chor, then you don't have to go over with the oldest brother. No, no, let's say there were four sons. And let's say the b'chor dies. The oldest one dies. So who says there's a mitzvah to go after the second oldest? Smashma, the Mishnah says, mitzvah begodl. It doesn't say the Bechor. It says there's a mitzvah for the oldest brother that's alive now to be miyabim. How do we know that? Maybe only when the Bechor is alive, that's the mitzvah. But maybe if the Bechor dies, then even though there are three brothers left over, and one is older than the other, we don't have a seder maybe. Aloma Toni Abayik Shish, Hakam Abayik Shish learned that mitzvah begodl liyabim. No, there's always a mitzvah for the oldest brother that's alive to make a yibum. Loi rotza, if the oldest one does not want to, then hocha meitzach b'kotin. Then we go back to the younger brother. Loi rotzu, let's say none of them want to make yibum. Chayzer meitzach gadol. Then we go back to the gadol and tell him he should make chalitza. So mashma, even though there's no bechor, still there is a mitzvah chatchila to go to the oldest brother to make yibum. How do we know this? This the Gemara says a svara. Like to bechor, like the bechor. Ma bechor, bechor rosa garmaloi. What's the svara where the Torah says is the mitzvah for the bechor? Because he's the oldest one. It's a svara av gadol. The same thing now, even though there's no bechor alive, but still there's a svara with the oldest brother gedulasai garmaloi. It's a svara to say he should do the mitzvah yibum. So it's not a svara that the oldest one goes first, but if he doesn't want to, or if a cotton does fast the mitzvah yibum, how about the mekayim the mitzvah yibum? For the Gemara V'yema, let's say like this. Ki miyabe b'chor lishko nachlo. That's what the Pasuk says, v'hoya b'chor. Ha-shatelet yokum ha-shemachiv, who's saying that the brother now yashins his brother, maybe it's only the b'chor that yashins his brother. For the Gemara V'yema, ki miyabe b'chor, if the b'chor now is the one that's marrying his brother's wife, lishko nachlo, then he yashins the brother. Ki miyabe poshit. But let's say one of the other brothers do the mitzvah yibum, learn lishko nachla. Maybe then he doesn't take the yerusha from his brother. The Torah only says it's chiddush by the bechor. If the bechor is miyabim, he takes over the yerusha. But if somebody else is miyabim, another brother, maybe then they divide the yerusha equally. This the Gemara says no. Amakron, the pasuk says yokum hashem achiv varei kom. It's totally as long as you marry your brother's wife. Whichever one is miyabe, marry is your brother's wife, you take over his nachla. Fredigmara, if so,